And I wanted again to bring your attention to this painting done by Tom Schultz, and thank you, Tom, for bringing it. And I don't want to... Would you like to say anything about that painting for us now? Or
done by hand.
Hey, that's not
bad. Well, you know, I guess you should... You know, I came out of New York. That's where the language of painting I really got into. I went there in 59, actually.
All right.
In Colorado. I met the New York school. That's where the real essence was. I thought I was hot stuff when I was younger, but then I met a few guys that could really paint. You know? But the abstract expressionists were that was a real genuine American movement in painting, similar with the bebop players in jazz. And there was a little bit of that connection of the improv of jazz and the improv of the kind of painting, which hasn't been spoken of that much either. I used to go to the Five Spot and hear Monk Mingus and those cats, man. And it was like, you know, maybe you're listening to a painting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if anyone's familiar with Ken Nordine, who did word jazz in the 50s,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in one of the episodes, it was called The Sound Museum, where he actually... on the record says, well, there's a sound, you know, let's listen to this painting, and he turns one on, you know, it's very, and it goes on, very young painter, well, you can see a very young painter, and he's just got art school, or whatever. He goes on and on, so he takes the sight and sound, puts that together. Well, there are a lot of interesting concepts about that, an improvisation of the arts, and like I said, it was dynamite times, and I kept on going, and, you know, getting a little better at a time. So I really matured, though, as a painter out here. I guess, you know, I mean, with the New York ideas, you know. And turned out quite a bit of work now. In fact, I'm having a party. Matt Gonzalez, a friend of mine, who actually helped Jack Michelin get collected poems together. And Jack's been, I mean, Matt's been a good promoter for me. I mean, you know, he's bought pieces. He's got a law firm on Mission. Shaw Alley across from the Golden Gate University. He's got a whole floor. I got 15 paintings there. The smallest is 4 by 5 feet, up to 6 by 8. And Felix McNee, a young guy, a surrealist painter, he's also hanging there with me. So I guess the 25th January, I got a birthday, we're going to have a big blowout party at Matt Gonzalez's
job. Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know.
Oh, well, then, yeah, let's do it. All right. All right.
And that's got
great.
A firm with a lot of people, right?
Yeah,
writing it down.
He's got all these paintings in mind. I could go right into crime. I mean, hard work and honesty is fuck my life. You know? Okay, that's about it.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.